Well, a big sweep for you guys, 10-0 and 3-1 there. You had to rally a little bit in the second game, had a little miscues early in that first inning, but really hunkered down after that.
Yeah, all day I thought our defense played exceptional. Everything looked pretty good. You know, like I said, just it starts game two there, just early on, just a one little error, you know, led to the one run, and but we pitched well. Mm-hmm. And our defense backed us up all day long after that. And, you know, I think, in game two, we could have broke some, mm-hmm. broke it out a little bit. That the double play they got on the line drive from Eloy with Alex at second, you know, if he doesn't catch that, that's probably the start of a pretty mm-hmm. big inning. But I think Alex probably scores on that play. So, it was a good day. Game one, we hit a little bit better. But that north wind coming in. You know, yeah. They throw it right down the middle, and it does equal pop flies quite often. So this is kind of a good lesson to learn for our guys to remind us, you know, we need, you know, a little bit more line drives when you got the wind blowing in.
How about we'll go back to the pitching here for your two seniors on senior day. Started off with Brady Welker in six innings. Perfect game, 18 batters faced, 9 strikeouts, gets the outs there. Lawson Bailey goes 3 innings, only faces 9 batters, 3 strikeouts. So, the seniors were perfect on the mound on senior day.
Yeah, JP and Lawson, yeah, they were. That was JP had another really nice day. It was good to see him. You know, the weather mm-hmm. Tuesday when he pitched, the baseballs were wet and stuff like that. And, you know, and it was good to see him come back out and have some success and restore some confidence in himself. And pitched extremely well. And Lawson, too. What'd you say his stats were?
3 innings and 3 strikeouts and nobody on base.
That's a good thing right there. You know, I didn't know the two of them totaled that many innings. I knew that's awesome.
Yes.
That'll be something they can remember together, and that'll be fun for a number of years for them.
Absolutely. You know, and you mentioned the hitting. I thought you guys did a good job that first game, especially hitting. It took a while to figure out a little bit that you needed to kind of get that ball down a little bit, and your hitting was good at times. That open things up in that first game. Second game, it was a different type of pitcher, and it was a kind of a tougher pitcher to deal with. He had a pretty good breaking ball.
Yeah, you know, he did. He was hitting the outside part of the plate as well, it seemed, for a strike, and we didn't adjust to that well. You know, if it's kind of one of those things, if it's a ball outside and it's called a strike, you got to go after it the next time. Yep. If he consistently called it on the outside part there. So, you know, we got to adjust to that, put a few more balls in play, in game two. But overall, I'm pretty happy with our day. And even at the plate in game two, I thought we mm-hmm. had some good opportunities to score. We just didn't get guys in the right spots at the right times.
Absolutely there. But more importantly, wins are wins there at the end. And you get two of them here in a row here. And now it's a big week for you guys next week, both on the road. You just go to Finney County for both games. Go to Holcomb on Tuesday and Garden City Friday. But starting off, Holcomb, that's going to be a big doubleheader with not only the league standings but regional seating.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's we missed that one earlier due to weather, so it got rescheduled to this Tuesday. And, you know, it's going to be a good test for our team. And hopefully we can take a little bit of the momentum we've got right now going into the weekend, into Tuesday, and then, you know, playing Garden to finish up the week. It'll be another, you know, game like tonight. Mm-hmm. I think they've also got a game early in the week. So we're both going to be pretty far stretched on our pitching, but be a good opportunity. We've still got some other guys, mm-hmm. you know, we can get out there and see what they can do and continue to play good defense behind them. But, you know, going back, you know, sweeping Ellis, I mean, we haven't had a good mm-hmm. record against Ellis for a long time. We've missed a lot of games due to weather and stuff like that. But I don't think we've swept them in a long, long, long time. Yeah. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's always a pretty good program there. And I know they're young, but they're a lot of sophomores. But, yeah, always a good competition there to see some different type of play.
Absolutely.